Sunlight shines behind the word Summit Entertainment, which hover in a clearing of puffy clouds. As the view swoops around the words, they disappear in a cloud, then emerge to read, "A Lionsgate Company." Sparks fly as the words Grindstone Entertainment Group fill the screen. The sparks grow into a bright burst of light before settling over the letter O. A train speeds down a track behind it. Skyscrapers gleam in the sunlight. The blue stripe on the side of the train forms the letters EFO. A lion strides across a field. A mouse runs along the outline of golden block letters. The mouse jumps onto the lion's head, pulling back to reveal the word, Liamus. Three white diagonal bars fly in over black, followed by a trapezoid to the left. Lines briefly flicker, turning the shapes into the letters FYZZ, the Fizz Facility. Against a black background, a logo appears in bold block letters, Ingenious. In a factory, cell doors line the dirt-covered hallway. A light panel on the ceiling flickers on and off. Words appear, Chechnya. In a room, a man kneels before a camera on a tripod. A soldier punches him. Talk, talk.
For the last time, release Abdel Salam al-Arkan from his prison in Paris. This is Lucas Graves. IDP News signing off. Please! They're gonna kill us all!
A bearded man kicks Luke in the shoulder. Luke falls to the floor, holding a shotgun. A masked man stands before the tripod.
Release him, or the execution pays live in 45 minutes.
Luke slumps between two armed soldiers. They pass a mustached prisoner in a cell. Two women grip the bars of the next cell. The mustached prisoner looks at the women.
Stay strong.
Outside, the bearded man stands with other soldiers around a fire.
Destination confirmed.
Intimate.
You should kill them.
The Kalemke.
A powerful statement, a Westerner killing his own people. The bearded man nods, his eyes lower to the tablet in his hands.
Recalculating route.
In the room, a soldier sits at a desk. A scruffy soldier leans his hands on the desk. They stare at a telephone. They should have called. They should have called already. In the hallway, the mustached prisoner leans against his cell door. He raises his eyes. The women rise from the floor. The bearded man grates his knife against the baluster of a staircase. Armed soldiers open the cell doors. They grip the women and pull them from the cell. In the room, the soldiers slam the mustached prisoner and the women on the floor in front of the camera. The bearded man kicks Luke to the floor. The mustached prisoner stares into the camera. The bearded man removes a gun from his holster. He points the gun at Luke. Luke stares at him from the floor. The mustached prisoner glances at them. A red light on the camera blinks. The prisoner smiles as the blinking grows rapid. The camera explodes. Smoke fills the room. The mustached prisoner chops a soldier with his hand. The guard goes flying into the wall. He kicks another soldier against the wall. He raises his arms. The prisoner sprints from the room. The two women follow. Luke brings up the rear. The prisoner checks the hallway. It's clear. They're getting away. Let's go. Let's go. The bearded man and the scruffy soldier run. The prisoner clears another hallway. He removes a key from his pocket and unlocks a cell door. He pushes Luke and the women through. He closes the door gently behind him. He presses himself into the corner of the cell. The soldiers run past the door. In another hallway, with guns raised, soldiers run through the hall. The scruffy soldier runs. He stops before the bearded man. They stare at each other. I'll take the north side. Okay. The bearded man runs. The soldier pauses. He peeks inside the cell door. There's a small hole in the floor of the cell. He slams his hand against the door. The prisoner leads Luke and the women down a staircase. The blonde woman falls to the floor. Luke hauls her up. In the hallway, the bearded man clears a staircase with his gun raised. He jogs through the hallway, checking each room as he goes. The scruffy soldier leads a group of masked soldiers down the staircase. Their shotguns remain drawn as they run. Keep searching the south side. Lock down the perimeter. The masked soldiers run. The prisoner leads them down another set of stairs. He places an arm out as they approach a doorway. Luke and the prisoner peek through the doorway. They exchange a glance. Luke follows the prisoner into the hallway. They rush at a soldier guarding a van. Luke dives into a room. The prisoner slides. He kicks the feet out from under the soldier. He spins in the air and kicks him in the face. In the room, Luke punches a soldier in the face. At the van, the prisoner leaps into the air and kicks another soldier.
Get them on the truck.
No. He throws a gun at Luke. The women run towards the truck. On the staircase, the group of soldiers descend. Luke helps the women climb into the back.
Not here. He's got the keys.
The prisoner climbs into the driver's seat. A soldier fires at Luke. Luke shoots him in the head. The prisoner unfastens wires in the truck.
Come on!
The factory explodes. Luke jumps onto the truck.
Gotta go.
Shoo. The prisoner rubs two wires together. The truck starts.
Where the hell's Kimbrel?
Shoo glances in the back. The bearded man, Kimbrel, points a gun at Shoo. They stare at each other.
40 seconds late, Kimbrel.
Kimbrel lowers his gun. He jumps into the truck.
Go, go! Where the hell were you?
Kimbrel looks at Luke. Shu shifts the truck into drive. Masked soldiers fire at the truck from the rubble of the warehouse. Bullets ricochet off of the truck as they drive away.
She's been
shot. Give me one.
The truck pulls into a tent. Shu turns off the truck. He turns in his seat.
Damn it.
The blonde woman, Alice, lies in Luke's arms. Her eyes are closed.
Abby!
Move. What happened?
She shot in the chest.
What the hell took you guys so long?
Abby lowers her ear to Alice's chest. Luke and Kimbrel exchange a glance. She raises her head to look at Luke.
She's gone.
Shit. This is on you.
Mouth agape, Kimbrel stares at them. She watches them from the front seat.
God damn.
Luke climbs out of the truck. Abby looks at Kimbrel.
What happened?
He opens and closes his mouth. Shu closes his eyes. He pounds the dashboard. Kimbrel jumps out of the truck.
Had a chance to blow their weapons load, and I took it. It wasn't part of the fucking plan.
I factored it in.
Oh, you factored
it
in?
The route I took, the speed I was
Where
running.
Were you? Give me a fucking...
Teacher, you use your computer program.
Shu, if it was less than 0.00... Shu, the algorithm was solid.
The group walks through a cloud of mist. They climb into an armored truck outside of the tent. Abby slides into the passenger seat. She rubs a hand over her forehead. Hush looks at her from the driver's seat.
You lost the hostage. Boss man's gonna be pissed.
She slides a hand through her hair and looks at him.
Get us the fuck out of here, Hush.
From above, cars drive on a freeway. Trees sprout up next to houses. Skyscrapers gleam in the distance. Words appear. Atlanta, Georgia. A mirrored building reflects a congested city street. A sign reads, Breslin Security. Inside the building, in his office, Ray uses a pen to write on a map. Abby, Luke, and Hush sit outside the office. Kimbrel enters. He walks into Ray's office.
Want to see me?
Yeah, come on in, sit down.
Ray sits behind his desk. Kimbrel slides into one of the chairs.
I'm letting you go.
What?
I'm letting you go. I won't be needing your services anymore. You know, the most important thing in this job is knowing you can trust the guy next to you. I told you before this, program of yours, it wasn't ready. And you defied the team.
My program's not ready, you just don't like it.
Woman died.
It could have happened without the algorithm. Don't you put that on me.
You know, you want to make all these excuses up in your head, algorithm, whatever it is. Someone died because you trusted a computer more than your own team. You gotta go.
Kimbrel stares at Ray, running a hand over his face. He rises from the chair. He brushes past Hush as he exits the office.
Told you we expanded too fast.
You gonna sit there and bust my ball to get back to work? Next time I'll listen to you. Maybe.
A Go game board lies on a table. Shu moves a piece. Ray watches him.
How do you say, quote, I am stupid?
I'm stupid.
Why do you want to learn Qingdaohua? It's almost impossible for a Western ear to decipher.
I like the impossible. This game, Go, is interesting. Why do you think you win all the time?
Because I've been playing Go since I was 4. And you started 2 years ago.
You move everything together. You take the territory as one. You take my pieces as one. Everything flows as one. When you're at the factory, none of you guys moved together. You didn't flow as one. Kimbo was trying to upstage you.
Maybe I should work alone.
No one does it alone.
I guess that's why I hear your voice in my head when I am on the job.
It may sound like me, but I think that voice is your intuition. Take all the time you need, but when you come back, I need you to be a team.
In a gym.
Don't be like Kimbrel. Don't confuse intuition with ego. Trust me on this one, Shu. Always listen to your intuition.
Shu deals a series of blows to a standing punching bag. The bag slides across the floor. 1 year later, skyscrapers at dusk are illuminated by colorful lights. Shanghai, China.
The original communication satellite set out to solve one problem. How to send a signal successfully around the bend in the earth and reach the receiver. Today, we at Yuxing Technology are proud to present to you the future of satellite tech. We do it faster, with smaller units.
We don't need graphics. This isn't Cirque du Soleil. Maybe a tiger can jump out when I get to CubeSats. A little help here, please.
What? I like tigers. Okay, everyone, let's resend Go again.
Chin walks onto a stage.
Yuxing?
Huh?
Don't worry, little bro. You'll be great.
Yuxing smiles and exits the stage. Chin watches him. Yuxing raises his hands to the back of his head. Shu climbs a staircase on the side of the stage. Yuxing grins at him.
I didn't expect to see you here. Your job keeps you busier than I am. Who knew being a security specialist was so time-consuming?
I have a job next week in Macau.
So you were in the neighborhood?
She rolls his eyes and brushes past Yuxing. He walks onto the stage and stands beside Chin.
It's great to see you, Chin. I wish I could say the same thing about your brother. What can I help you with?
Yuxing is in trouble. Genius or not, he's careless. A lot of people want to see him die.
Who?
A company called Rushco is who I'm most worried about. They're a tech giant headquartered in Geneva, and they tried to buy Yuxing out for 3 times already, and he's refused. These are not the kind of guys who take no for an answer. He's going to Bangkok this weekend for a bachelor party, and he won't take a bodyguard.
Shu stares at Chin.
I'll pay you.
He lowers his head. His eyes pause on her lips.
Your family. Not necessary.
Shu holds Chin's face in his hands. They stare at each other. Their brows meet. A city skyline glows. Lightning flashes. Bangkok, Thailand. A congested freeway. A woman grinds against a man. A sign reads, "Sex Shop." A man smokes a joint. Party's over. Let's go. It's not safe here. I'm glad you're here. Okay, cousin. I'm taking you home. She rips a cup from Yusheng's hands. He pulls him out of a chair. She wraps an arm around Yusheng's torso, swaying. Yusheng leans against him. Rain falls as they walk into the street. Xu slows his steps. In the crowd, he notices a figure wearing a mask. The mask has pointed teeth and eye slits. Xu's eyes narrow as he stares at the masked figure. Xu turns Yusheng around. He takes a step forward, but stops when he sees another masked figure. Yusheng notices him. The masked figure bounces on his toes and stares at them. Xu turns. He pulls his arm from Yusheng and pushes him to the ground. The first masked figure charges for Xu. Xu dodges the blow. With two punches from Xu, the figure falls. Xu turns to the second figure. He punches him in the face. Another figure emerges. Xu jumps in the air and kicks him in the chest. The figure flies into a pile of trash, fists raised. Xu turns back to the first figure. He blocks a series of blows. He sends the figure staggering back with a right hook to the face. He jumps in the air and kicks him in the chest. The figure slides on the ground. Xu stands. He turns to Yusheng. A final masked figure emerges from the crowd carrying a laser gun. Xu's face glows in the laser's blue light. He falls to the ground. In a dark room.
I am Galileo. You are inmate 1764. I repeat, you are inmate 1764. Welcome to Hades.
Bright lights flick on around the room. Xu squints his eyes. The light reveals a crowd gathered around the circle-shaped room. A blue and silver robot stands at the edge of the crowd. They all stare at Xu. Doors line the circle. Xu looks up. The silver, rotating ceiling is high above him. Blue lights shine along the towering walls.
Attention inmate 1764. You have been reported to back.
A dark-skinned man stands behind one of the doors. Xu jumps to his feet. He cracks his knuckles. The holographic door disappears from the frame. The man rushes at Xu. He leaps into the air. He slams his fist into Xu's jaw. Xu kicks him but he blocks it. The man kicks him back. Xu ducks. He punches the man in the face. The man grabs his arm. Xu quickly punches his arm and chest. The man kicks him. Xu leaps into the air and twirls. He deals the man a series of punches and roundhouse kicks. His foot slams into the man's face. The man falls to the floor.
Inmate 1764, you have earned 2 hours of sanctuary time. All remaining inmates, return to your spoke.
Yusheng runs over to Xu. Two inmates lift the man from the floor. The other inmates walk towards the various doors. Xu looks around the room. Yusheng watches Xu.
There must be someone to talk to. To get us out of here, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong.
The silver rotating ceiling lowers from above. Xu and Yusheng stare at it.
Inmate 1764, report.
Xu approaches the sanctuary door.
What is this?
Must be where the winners come.
Xu and Yusheng exchange a look. Yusheng nods and walks away. The holographic door forms in front of Xu. The sanctuary walls transform into an image of a mountainside lake at sunset. Xu looks around at white tables and chairs. He stands at the center of the room. On a street, wearing headphones, Luke jogs. Cars pass him as he runs. He slows his pace and answers a phone call.
Got. His cousin says she's been trying them both for 18 hours. No luck.
Party happened Saturday night.
What'd you get from the party?
No security tapes, nothing.
All right, I'll look.
In the prison.
All prisoners return to your spoke. All prisoners return to your spoke.
In a hallway, Shu walks in a line with other inmates. He stops in front of a black and blue screen. He turns his head to the right. Kimbrel stands in front of his own screen. Shu narrows his eyes. Kimbrel steps into his cell. Shu stares after him. He steps into his own cell. Shu paces in his cell.
The first thing they try to do in a lockup is break your spirit. Can't allow that to happen. You have to stay mentally strong. You have to focus on three key things to a successful breakout. What are they?
One, know the layout. Two, understand the routine. Three, have help from the inside or out.
Teamwork, exactly. Your favorite one, I can tell. Remember, Shu, you move together. Everything.
A chip is placed on the go board. In the cell, Shu sits on a bed with his eyes closed and his legs crossed. A round black container slides across the floor. Shu rises from the bed. He kneels before the container and opens it. Green beams of light electrocute Shu's hand. He slumps on the floor. His entire body shakes with the force of the electricity. In a room, Shu sits restrained in a large chair. His head hangs. A spotlight shines on him. He squints his eyes and blinks rapidly.
One, seven, six, four.
A bald man with a goatee steps into the spotlight.
Are you the warden?
Your cousin is a brilliant man. He gave me the details of his patent, number 34ACJL, but not number 36BBBCK. I need you to convince him to give that to me.
Why would I do that?
You grew up together, like brothers, but you weren't brothers. A family tragedy forced you to live with him. You hated Yusheng. How he was always smarter than everyone else. He could have helped a lot of people, but he went for himself instead, and he got rich. And now his love of money, his precious patent, is going to get you killed. I know everything about my animals. You want to know who I am? I'm the zookeeper.
In the hallway.
All prisoners.
Shu steps beside Yusheng.
All prisoners report to the zoo.
What did you tell him?
What?
You gave up the first patent.
So? They were torturing me. That one's nothing.
He knew things about our background.
What?
They stop walking. The inmates pass by them.
The second patent.
Yusheng shakes his head.
Advanced Cube Satellite Tech. It's a game changer. It can override and control any computer system in the world, like a cyber skeleton key. It's not what you think. This isn't about money. I patented it so I could bury it. In the wrong hands, game over. Defense systems, nuclear codes.
Shu stares at Yusheng. In the zoo, Shu and Yusheng enter. Shu spots Kimbrel. He walks over and stands next to him. Eyes wide, Kimbrel looks at Shu. The lights in the zoo flick on. Shu cracks his knuckles.
Not every day is a fight day.
They walk towards the center of the zoo.
What are we doing here?
I'm his cousin.
I don't think it's a coincidence that we both are here. I think they're after Breslin.
You know, after spending a lot of time with this, I put my ear to the ground. I just didn't like what I saw, didn't like what I heard.
How long have you been here?
It's hard to say. My best guess is a couple months.
What is this place?
There's a lot of rumors. It's like mythology.
It's called the High Acid Detention Service.
Hades.
Great mythology.
The land of the dead.
Whoever goes in just doesn't come out. It's that simple.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. The word is the people behind the tomb took a beating, did some adjustments, and then came back strong.
Who are these assholes?
Spies, criminals, businessmen, elected officials.
Profit, big profit.
What makes you think he's there?
His cousin Yu Shang was put on some kind of hit list by his competition, a satellite tech company called Reshka.
There's battle days and there's truce days. If you win a battle, you get benefits. If you lose or refuse to fight, your time in here is very uncomfortable. That's why they call it the zoo. We're all animals here. Survival of the fittest.
But if you want someone to disappear so bad, why not just kill them?
Because then the world will know they are dead. Here, they are just gone.
Well, then we gotta go in. Get them out.
We can't go in there blind. We don't know a layout. We don't have anything.
You broke the tomb totally blind?
Yeah, well, I got lucky.
I don't even know for sure if Sue's dead.
And what if he is?
Look, if he's there, we'll get him. We go in there blind, we get trapped ourselves.
You don't think I can handle it?
This is bigger than any one of us.
Luke walks out of the office. Ray and Hush watch him go. In another office, workers type on computers. A glass window reads, Rucho.
Sir, we've got a data breach. Someone's in our system.
What? Shut it down. Shut it.
In the office, a computer screen reads, searching 36%. Luke types on laptop keys. He writes in a notebook. Hush approaches the desk. Luke stands.
Just cleaning up for the night.
Here's the only contact I got at Reshko. Not sure if he'll talk to you, but it's a good place to start.
Hush and Luke exchange a smile. Hush exits. In Ray's office.
So what do you got?
All right. Two things. A dark bank account, codenamed Sparrow, Reshko has been sending money to. And they also sent $10 million to Leon Grassi, a lobbyist for the private prison industry.
I know this Leon Grassi. He used to work for the prison board for about 13 years, and then he started taking a lot of heat every time I broke out of one of his places, so he decided to jump into the private sector. Haven't heard from him since either.
Abby smirks at Ray. Nighttime, a helicopter flies over the Atlanta City skyline. In a bar, Ray walks through the entry hall and approaches the bar. He takes a seat on one of the velvet stools at the bar top. He leans his elbows on the bar.
Get you a drink? No, what you got, Tiny? I know you didn't go straight and get an honest job pouring drinks, so tell me, DeRosa. What are you doing here?
Could easily ask you the same question.
Yeah, well, that's personal.
Got a call from Abigail. This being the first time you're back in the field after being a desk jockey for so long. She thought you might be a little rusty.
Two men enter the bar.
He's here.
You know the guys with him?
You mean the wannabe gangster? No. You recognize him? Want me to introduce you? Since when are you so tight with Abigail?
Like you said, it's personal.
Hey, don't Leon.
Ray sits in front of Leon.
You know, one of my men is missing, and I think he's in a black site prison called Hades. Ring a bell anywhere? And there's this company called Reshko, European satellite tech company. They gave you about $10 million. How about that?
$10 million.
A lot of money. But I think it's all bullshit. Because you don't lobby for satellite tech.
Look, Ray.
You lobby for black site prison profit. Am I right?
Look, Ray. You and I...
Ray stands. A masked man runs down the entry hall. Ray presses his body against the wall and raises his gun. Trent grabs a gun from behind the bar. Ray shoots the masked man in the foot. He wraps an arm around his throat. He wields the man like a shield as he fires at the other masked men. They fall one by one. Trent shoots one of the men. Ray slams the man into the floor. He fires a bullet through his head. Trent shoves Leon behind a booth. One of the masked men shoots his companion. Trent tackles him to the floor. Ray turns and raises his gun.
Ray, Russell, good to be back.
They share a grin.
Be back. Leon, who are you working
for? A masked man shoots Leon in the head. Ray shoots the man in the face.
Come on. Want a job, DeRosa?
Fuck yeah.
This is private bank account that I need identified with him dead. It's our only lead.
All right. Give me a day, I'll figure it out.
In the zoo, the inmates mill about the space. She watches as a bearded inmate passes something into the hand of a blonde inmate. Shu tilts his head and narrows his eyes. A panel in the wall pulls back. A blindfolded inmate steps into the zoo. The wall slides back into place. The inmate removes his blindfold and walks into the zoo.
Hey. Where are you coming from?
I work for the prison. I'm the cook.
Tell me about the kitchen.
What do you mean?
How do I get there from yourself?
With hunched shoulders, the inmate walks away. Shu watches him go. Shu walks through the zoo. He approaches the dark-skinned man that he battled with. The man turns to face him.
You are on the wrong side of the zoo, my friend.
I need you to kick my ass.
Shu slams his fist into the man's jaw. The man staggers back. Shu kicks him in the chest. The inmates gather around them. The man punches Shu in the chest. Shu lowers his raised arms. The man punches Shu in the face. He uppercuts him in the jaw. He lands a final blow into Shu's nose. Shu falls to the floor. The entire zoo is engulfed in green beams of light. All of the inmates get electrocuted. A computer screen scans X-rays. In Hades, Shu lies on a table. A robot circles the table. Its head is the screen that takes X-rays of Shu's body. The robot notices a scar on Shu's left temple. A green laser shoots from the robot. It traces the cut and closes the wound. A metal mask attached to tubes extends from the robot. It covers Shu's mouth. White gas seeps out from the mask. Shu's eyes close. In Shu's cell, Shu opens his eyes and clasps his hand around his throat. He sits up quickly on the bed. He pulls on his shirt collar and leans his head against the wall. In the zoo, the dark-skinned man approaches Shu.
What the hell are you up to?
Thought I could work the doctor, get some benefits. Turns out, the doctor is a lifestyle.
My name is
Akash. They shake hands.
Sure.
In a car, Luke chases a silver car in front of him. He takes a sharp turn on the phone.
What? You connected the dots. Your inside man at Rashko sent me down a rabbit hole. But it looks like I found a guy who can lead us to Shu.
Where is this guy?
Right now, driving the car I'm chasing.
Sure hope you know what you're doing.
Call you back.
Luke drives alongside the silver car. He shifts gears. The silver car takes a sharp right turn. Luke slams on the brakes and looks over his shoulder at the silver car. He takes the right turn. The silver car pulls into a garage. Luke skids around. The silver car backs up and parks between rows of tires. It turns off. Luke speeds into the garage.
Where are you hiding?
The silver car roars to life. It speeds out of the spot. The garage door begins to close. Luke shifts his car into reverse. The silver car pulls out of the garage as the door closes. Luke slams on the brakes.
Damn.
An armed man approaches Luke's car.
Oh, fuck me.
Inmates 1764 and 1765 report to the zoo.
Shu and Yu Sheng exit their cells. Shu stops. His jaw tenses. He looks at Yu Sheng.
You were always mentally tougher than me as a kid. remember.
Yusheng nods, Shu's jaw muscle flickers. He walks towards the zoo. Yusheng follows him. The holographic door disappears to allow them to pass. It slams back into place after they enter the zoo. Across the zoo, two men stand in another doorframe. Leather handcuffs wrap around Shu and Yusheng's wrists. The two men are also handcuffed together. The lights in the zoo shift to a dark blue. They stride towards Shu and Yusheng. Shu walks to meet them but is pulled back by Yusheng. Shu yanks on the cuffs. Yusheng follows. The four of them meet in the center of the zoo. Yusheng shakes. One of the men lunges for Shu. He kicks him in the shin. The man falls. Shu punches the other man in the face. He falls.
Battle is over. Inmates 1764, 1765.
In the sanctuary.
Sanctuary time.
Negative skeleton theory. Use what they let you see to map out what you can't see. That's how the layout begins.
Shu sits at a table. He sketches with a pencil. Yusheng sits on a chair across the room. He flips through a book.
Train your mind to look beyond the physical.
Shu raises his eyes. Purple and blue beams of light slither and intertwine. The beams form the shape of the prison. An octagon. He blinks.
There's a whole separate world on the other side of the cells. Hallways, interrogation, infirmary, kitchen, HQ. Right now, it's all negative.
Shu sits on the floor of the zoo with Kimbrel.
But not for long. I'm gonna get us out of here.
In the office, with a phone pressed to her ear, Abby paces. Jules types. Abby leans over her shoulder.
Called on his cell.
Reshko Geneva?
Abby shakes her head.
Should I get Hush in here?
Hush types on a keyboard.
You know, someone once told me, the single most important thing to remember in solving the hardest riddles is that they're designed to trick you. So guard against your assumptions. And my assumptions are telling me that there's no way that you would let Luke go directly against company order.
Look, he just wanted to do the legwork. I thought it was a good chance for him to take the lead on something.
And now Luke and Shu are missing.
Inside of Hades.
You are prisoner 1924. I repeat.
In a cell, Luke opens his eyes and pushes off of the bed. He stands quickly. In a surveillance room, the bald man, Gregor, watches a screen with a recording of Luke. At the office.
So I felt something was going on. I hacked into the system, and basically, Luke tried to meet up with Reshko Geneva.
Are you serious? I told him to stay away from these guys. Now, how'd he get involved with that?
It's me.
Ray looks at Hush. He and Abby exchange a look. They follow Ray down the hall. In the zoo, Luke sits against the wall. Shu and Kimbrel stand beside him.
After you went missing, Breslin started digging. He thinks this place was started by the same people behind the tomb. So I screwed up. Ended up in here.
Doesn't matter. I'm close to getting the layout.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing yet. The less contact we have, the better.
Shu, it can't be a coincidence that all three resin specialists are locked up here now.
No, it can't. Assume there was.
Shu walks away from them. In his cell, Yusheng is electrocuted on the floor. Shu watches on a screen. His eyes narrow. He looks at Gregor.
Please. He's close to giving it to you.
Close.
He will last.
And he needs to give me what I want. or I'll feed them to the rest of the animals.
In the zoo, some inmates sit on the floor, some roam around the room. Shu sits on the floor, he looks up at the chef.
I've tried to make soup dumplings since I was a kid, but every time the dough is too stiff.
Look, I don't know what your deal is, but I don't want to die.
The chef purses his lips.
It's wrong.
The chef shakes his head.
Let me help you get home.
They blindfold me when I go from my cell to the kitchen.
That's
in a hallway.
Way to see. How many
in Shu's cell?
24.
The one gift every prison gives you is time. Don't waste it.
A visual blueprint of the prison layout.
Every chance you have.
It was 45 this morning.
What?
Steps in the kitchen.
In the zoo, Shu and Luke face off with another man. Luke punches the man in the face. He kicks Luke in the chest. Shu punches the man. He sends him flying into Luke. Luke punches him to the floor. Shu wraps his arm around Luke's neck.
I need to get into the sanctuary. Yeah, and I need a pen.
In the sanctuary, Shu sketches. He breaks off the tip of the pencil. In the zoo, Shu crouches against the wall. He draws one X with the pencil tip on the floor and one on the wall.
All prisoners return to your smoke. I repeat.
The inmates walk through the doors to their cells. In the surveillance room, screens display data. In his cell, Shu wakes and exits the cell. In the zoo, he brushes a hand on Kimberl and Luke's shoulder. He notices the X he drew on the floor is gone. Only the one on the wall remains. His eyes widen. He walks over to the wall. He glances around the room. Shu walks around the room. He keeps his eyes on the floor. He finds the X he had drawn on the other side of the room. He walks toward it. He visualizes the blueprint of the prison. In his cell, Shu sits with his legs crossed.
Even the most complex scenarios are often based on one simple idea. The answer is most likely right in front of you.
In the zoo.
The prison is moving. The cell spokes change into points to the zoo.
Like a Rubik's Cube?
We got no routine. We got no layout. And we have no help.
Luke and Shu exchange a look with Kimberl.
Neo-Nazis?
Computer nerds. They brought them in some time back. They rounded them up in some random basement in Iceland. They called themselves the Legion. The leader's handle is Count Zero. He screwed with more Fortune 500 companies than you and I can name. But a zookeeper's got a problem because he doesn't know which one is actually Count Zero. And he's interrogating them day and night. No sanctuary time, ever.
Why does the prison care?
Because Count Zero has acquired the specs to the prison. They need to know who he is and where his servers are.
Specs of the prison?
Yes. If you can find out which one is Count Zero before the prison.
Shu stares at a group of three pale bald men with dark circles under their eyes. The Legion. In a lobby, dressed in a suit and wearing a hat, Trent enters. He sticks his hands in his pockets. He glances at the doorman. The doorman hunches over a book on a small desk. Trent approaches. The doorman licks his fingers and turns a page in his book.
I need to see Bug.
Trent nods. He looks at the ceiling. He slams the doorman's head against the desk. Light fixtures hang from a carved mahogany ceiling. Stained glass windows encircle the center of the ceiling. The doorman leads Trent through a doorway. They enter a rotunda with cream-colored walls. At the bottom level of the room, Bug crouches over a desk. Trent stares down at him. A vinyl spins on a record player. A model plane lies on a shelf. A rack of hard drives are illuminated. A Rubik's Cube, binoculars, a clip of ammunition. Wearing a welding mask, Bug hunches over his desk. He solders a motherboard. The doorman leads Trent down a staircase. Trent looks around the room. His eyes fall on Bug. Bug spins around in his chair. He lifts the welding mask from his face. His eyes narrow.
DeRosa?
Sparrow. Who is he?
Come on, I can't give that to you. The Insect Society client remain.
Trent picks up the Rubik's Cube.
Shut up, Bug.
He solves the puzzle.
It's for a long time.
He tosses it to Bug.
I love what you guys do here.
Trent grabs the back of Bug's chair. He pushes it down. Bug stares up at him.
But I'm gonna have to kick the shit out of you if you don't start talking to me.
I'll get your name.
Thank you.
Bug grins. In a library, Bug slides a bookshelf from against the wall, revealing a room with guns that hang on the wall. Trent slips headphones into his ears. He closes his eyes and smirks. He enters the room. He lifts a rifle from the wall. He weighs the gun in his hands. In the zoo, Gregor stands in front of Shu, restraints around his wrists. Shu sits in a chair. A spotlight shines on them.
Yusheng's close.
Time is up.
You're asking him to give up his life's work.
We both know that that's not what this is about. You know exactly what that
text. Shu stands behind a holographic door.
Time is up!
An inmate pins Yusheng's arms behind his back. Three others punch him in the face. Shu falls to his knees as he watches. Akala glances at Shu. Yusheng falls to the floor. He tries to rise. An inmate kicks him in the face.
Battle is over. Inmates 1789-3486-6412. You've earned 2 hours of sanctuary time.
In the zoo, Shu walks through the crowd of inmates. He approaches the Legion. They stare at the floor.
I need your help. Well, if you know the layout of this place. Wait. The sanctuary. Have you ever been in? Give me that.
The Legion exchange a glance. Shu's eyes dart to the chef. The chef nods and walks away. In a cell, a round black container slides across the floor. A scruffy inmate opens it. In two other cells, round black containers slide across the floor. The inmates open them. They find pastries and cookies inside. They devour the goodies inside their cells. In the zoo, the Legion stand at the center of the room. The three inmates from the cells approach them. Three inmates kneel before the Legion. The sanctuary descends from the ceiling. The Legion approach the sanctuary. They pause before the door. The taller two glance behind them at the shortest of the Legion, the leader. He nods at them. They enter the sanctuary. The walls transition into a picture of snow-capped mountains. With wide eyes, the Legion stare around the room. The leader smiles. In the zoo, Shu stands across from the leader of the Legion. They stare at one another.
Come, Zero. If you give me the logic of the...
Count Zero nods. Shu walks away, with a grin. Count Zero watches him. The Atlanta skyline, in a cafe, Trent types on a laptop. A text bubble reads, I know who owns the Sparrow account. You're not going to like the name. In the office, Ray types on a laptop, since when have you ever given me news I liked? Trent smirks. In the surveillance room, Shu sits in a chair with restraints around his wrists. His face scrunches together, his eyes flutter open. Beside him, Kimbrel sits restrained in a chair. He blinks his eyes open. They look up at a screen. It shows footage of Count Zero in his cell. Masked guards enter the cell. They grab Count Zero and drag him from the room. Kimbrel and Shu glance at each other.
How did they know?
Kimbrel's eyes shift to Shu. Shu slowly turns his head towards Kimbrel. Kimbrel smirks.
You told me everything. You work for the prison. I run the prison.
The restraints snap open, releasing Kimbrel from the chair. He stands. Shu closes his eyes. In the office.
R. Jasper Kimbrel? I don't get it.
Well, you gotta follow the footprints from the time he left this place to wherever he is now. Hades has gotta be somewhere.
Yeah, the underworld.
Abby nods and exits. Ray and Hush stare at each other.
Okay. I know we've had our differences, but I gotta hear from you. Swear to me we're okay.
What are you talking about, man? Of course we're good.
All right.
I mean, you're still paying me good money to hack shit, right? Why would I mess that up?
Hush raises his brows and looks away.
Close the doors.
Let's just say I'm working on...
Ray nods. In the surveillance room, Shu lies in the chair. His head is tilted back, dressed in a suit. Kimbrel enters.
Hello, Shu.
Shu lifts his head. Kimbrel looks at a screen on the wall.
We couldn't break him. Extraordinary. Three men.
Kimbrel turns to Shu.
Wouldn't turn on one another. But you. You got them on your side.
Shu tilts his head. Kimbrel crouches before him.
I've waited a long...
Shu smirks at Kimbrel.
Look on your face. Look who's here! It's Luki!
Oh. Two guards force Luke into the chair beside Shu. They restrain his wrists.
When the investors of this place found out that Ray Breslin's protege had been cut loose, you can imagine. Breslin cost them a lot of money on their last investment. These people do not like losing money. They needed someone better, more current. So, voila. Welcome to Hades.
So, you're here because you want your revenge.
Yes. Unwavering.
Kimbrel stands before them. Luke turns his head to look at Shu.
See, everyone in this zoo was worth money to me. They all have information that someone out there thinks is worth millions of dollars. Especially your cousin, Yushang. You two, you're worth nothing to me.
Then why don't you just kill us and get it over with?
Where's your fighting spirit at, Luke?
Huh?
This place is designed to give you hope. You win a battle, you get benefits. Read a book, make art. You lose a battle, then you lose food. Start to doubt yourself. Then you set goals, and you rise again. All the drama of the human condition is represented right here, in my zoo. I'm gonna make sure that you two have plenty to do.
When you wake up, you'll be the men who sold out Count Zero. That should give you a unique perspective on the human condition.
Inmate 176.
In the zoo, Shu walks toward the center of the room. The crowd of inmates shake their heads. Luke walks to the center of the room. The inmates stare at Shu and Luke. One of them cracks his neck. Shu looks at the remaining member of the Legion. Luke shakes his head. Shu and Luke stand back to back. Shu stares at the crowd of inmates. Luke raises his arms. The inmates charge Shu and Luke. The two Legion members walk slowly. They watch from a distance. Luke punches the first two inmates that reach him. They fall. An inmate punches Luke. Shu kicks one of them in the chest. He blocks a punch and twists the arm of an inmate. He flings another to the floor. Luke takes a punch to the face. An inmate grabs Shu and lifts him in the air. In his grasp, Shu kicks another inmate in the chest. He twists out of the inmate's arms. In the surveillance room, Kimbrel watches the battle on a video screen. An inmate tackles Luke to the floor. He thrashes against the arms that pin him down. Another inmate kicks him repeatedly in the stomach. Two inmates hold Shu in between them. A long-haired inmate punches Shu in the face.
When he's in the zoo, make sure he fights every day. There are no more truce days for Shu. Until his
blood runs down Shu's mouth with a final punch. He falls to the floor. Kimbrel exits the surveillance room. She rises to his hands and knees. He spits blood on the floor. He stares ahead.
So you have no layout. There is no routine. And you have no help.
But the Shu leans against Yu Sheng as they walk.
Even for these assholes. They try to make this place look totally automated, but you saw those human guards. That's their plan B.
In his cell, Shu lies on the floor, in the surveillance room. A holographic man is projected on a screen.
They're alive.
Kimbrel, report.
We're closer than ever to breaking Yu Sheng.
The screen reads, disconnect.
We'll report back when you do.
Focus more on getting that patent than your revenge.
Kimbrel looks away from Gregor.
It's a risk bringing him here.
He beat their last facility. I'm gonna show them.
Outside the office, guns raised. A group of masked soldiers walk. They enter the office. Ray stands before the window. He stares out. The soldiers aim their guns at him as they approach. He raises his hands above his head.
Yeah, we got him. Bring him in now.
Ray turns and punches a soldier in the face. Another soldier fires a taser gun. Blue beams electrocute Ray. He falls to the floor. In the zoo, Ray wakes in the chair. His wrists are in restraints. The spotlight shines on him. He blinks against the brightness. Kimbrel approaches. Ray stares at him. Kimbrel smiles.
Before it was all theoretical. What design is best, what strategy works against what defense. Now it's real. You against me. Not yet. I wanted to go more algorithms. Let the machines run the show. You said no. You talked about human intuition, the value of teamwork. Well, there's three of you now.
Ray looks up at Kimbrel, his jaw tenses.
All prisoners report to the zoo.
Yusheng and Shu walk down the hallway.
Prisoners report to the zoo.
The holographic door appears in Shu's face, blocking him in the hallway.
Inmate 9051, report for battle.
In his cell, Ray rises. He strides into the hallway. Ray glances down the hallway. The inmates watch him from the zoo. He clenches his fists at his side. Luke stands behind another holographic door. Ray walks down the hallway. Shu and Luke watch from behind the doors. Ray takes a deep breath. He enters the zoo.
Begin battle.
The inmates grab Ray as he walks. Two of them pin his arms down. Another one punches him repeatedly in the stomach. Shu bangs on the door in front of him. The inmates surround Ray as one of them pummels their fist into his face. They pass him through the crowd, slamming their fists into him as he goes. Shu slams against the door. He turns away. The inmates tackle Ray to the floor. Inmates back away from Ray. Shu stares at him from the door frame. Ray rises onto his hands and knees. He glances at Shu. Shu closes his eyes and falls to his knees. In the surveillance room, Kimbrel watches the video screen. His eyes dip to the floor. In the bar,
you have one new message.
Their officer is hush. They took prisoner. All our guys are in Hades.
Trent leans back in his seat.
Help us get him out.
In the zoo, Shu stares ahead. Yusheng sits on the other side of the holographic door. He looks at Shu.
You can't give up.
What would you know about giving up? You never stood for anything.
Shu, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to be rich.
What's wrong with that? My family never had any money. And when your parents died, we had to pay for you too, okay? Don't you ever forget that.
Shu punches the door.
It's what you've always done when you can't control things.
Shu looks down at his hands. He grits his teeth. He raises his eyes and stares ahead.
What?
You are right. Unpredictable. Kimbrel knew what we were gonna do. He played to my arrogance. He knew that I'd take it upon myself to get us out. He put it out perfectly.
Shu flicks his eyes to Yusheng.
Plan B.
In the zoo, Yusheng sits in the restraint chair. The spotlight shines on him.
I'm ready to talk. The tech details are complex. I will give them to you in stages.
Give me everything.
In his cell, Ray sits on the bed. He reaches a hand to his mouth. He snaps a tooth. In the office, monitors fill with data.
We're in.
Ray, you hear me?
I can hear you, Creed.
Yes!
Who knew your amateur dentist skills would pay off?
Now aren't you glad I spent all of those company hours in my playroom?
What do you got?
I've been up for three nights straight.
Password breaker hit the mother load.
I'm through the firewall and into the Galileo's mainframe. Receiving good reads from all
systems in Hayes. My best GPS spiders are working
overtime, and we only have 33% of the layout. No exact exit strategy for you.
We need an access point from the inside. You need to get Yusheng to work on it.
Eyes on us 24/7. Can you get the cameras?
Yeah.
I can guarantee you a minute.
70 seconds.
Maybe 70 seconds, but after that, it's gonna know.
I'll take it. There's one more thing I want you to do.
In the zoo.
You get access to Galileo's voice box.
Let's move together now. Flow as one.
What's wrong with the
robot? Xu's eyes widen.
That's Qingdao.
In the office, Hush and Abby type on computers. She watches Ray from across the room. Ray stops walking to glance at him. He looks away. Abby slides next to Hush. She watches him type. Ray stands in a doorway. He tilts his head to Xu. Xu approaches.
'68. '66.
You managed to learn my language after all.
We only got about 70 seconds. Hush is trying to get the critical data, but he's only got 33% of the layout so far. No direct paths to the exits.
Is hacking Galileo?
Affirmative, but he's gonna need our help.
Less than 40 seconds.
This is an inverted design that protects its center and control rooms from the outside, and that's why it makes it so difficult. We need to give him
a physical access point from the inside. Talk to Yusheng. Get him.
Ray walks away. Xu walks in the opposite direction. On the street, Trent paces with his phone to his ear.
I heard that a car chase went down at the warehouse
complex near the rail yard. One of the cars was Luke's. Go on down there
and check it out.
I'll figure it out.
All right. Breslin and the guys are working from the inside on a device that will help us locate Hades.
Great. You find these guys.
In Luke's cell, he sits with his ankles crossed on the floor. A food container slides across the floor. He opens it quickly. He shovels spaghetti into his mouth with his hands. At the bottom of the food, he finds a sliver of paper. He reads it. In the zoo, two inmates brawl in the center of the room. Luke stands next to Akala. Akala nods. Luke walks away.
Surrender. Be ready.
The zookeeper has the specs.
Only a matter of time before whoever he's giving them to realizes they won't work.
You have never wanted to let him go. I recommend it. Patience is the most important part of this game.
Did you hear what I just said? We gotta go.
They have the manpower, but no way out.
In the zoo, Yusheng stands beside the bearded prisoner. They stare in opposite directions.
I know you get stuff for inmates.
The bearded prisoner looks at Yusheng. Yusheng walks away. In his cell, a food container slides across the floor. Yusheng opens it. A silver remote lies next to his food. He picks it up. He turns it over in his hands. In Xu's cell, he sits cross-legged on the bed. He opens a container, revealing another silver remote. In the sanctuary, Yusheng paints next to a fellow inmate. Using the color red, he paints a rose. In Xu's cell, Xu reaches behind his head. He slides a hand down the back of his shirt and pulls out a paintbrush. He holds a spring in his hand. Holding the remote at his side, he peels off the silver plastic covering. In the hallway, Xu steps behind Yusheng. Yusheng reaches his hand back. Xu places the remote inside of his hand. In his cell, Yusheng lies with his back to the camera. He connects the wires of the remotes, tying them together. In Xu's cell, he flips a switch on the remote. Red lights turn on. In the hallway, Xu sits with the remote.
You move all the pieces together.
Red lasers shoot out from the remote. Ray sits on the far side of the zoo wall. The red laser hits the wall above his head. In the rotunda of a zoo, the red lasers shoot out and form a lattice. In the office, Jules types on a keyboard. The screen fills with a blueprint of the Hades layout. Inside Hades,
They have the layout. We know their routine.
In separate cells, Akala and the Legion open their food containers. They read the note inside. In the surveillance room, the screens display data in Ray's cell.
I'm ready to shut Galileo down.
Okay.
In the office, Hush and Abby watch the monitor. Hush types on a keyboard.
There's two maintenance doors on either side of the zoo.
In the zoo, Shu stares at Akala and the Legion. They raise their chins. Ray reaches a hand to his mouth. In the surveillance room, Kimbrel watches the video screen. Shu extends both middle fingers. Kimbrel exits the room. In the office. In the zoo, Shu and his team run to the wall.
I need to use those muscles before the doors relock.
Kimbrel types on a keyboard. A screen reads, initiating system reboot. Galileo confirmed. The team pushes the wall back as armed soldiers enter the zoo. They raise their laser guns at the inmates. Kimbrel watches the screen 100% rebooted. In a hallway, the team runs into two masked soldiers. Luke and Shu punch and disarm them. The soldiers fall to the floor.
Last through Hall 23.
Ray picks up the soldier's gun. The team runs, at the bar.
Wait to the medical center.
DeRosa, the hunter's right. The location of Hades is confirmed. Sending you the coordinates now.
Communication established.
Ray Breslin is attempting...
In the medical center.
I want you to see how the prison responds.
The Legion members walk to the computers.
This is the reason for the online.
I need your cue balls to cover our back.
We are Legion.
Whatever.
Luke presses a gun into Akala's hand.
Come, grasses.
All communications blocked. Closed circuit system activated.
Kimbrel cut communications.
He shut us down, closed off the comm link. What about our bots?
It's still working, but minimized. He's walled off to Galileo's prime function. Without a clear channel, I can't control.
The intruders are on corridor 37, clearing all access to main floor.
Ray, Shu, Luke, and Yusheng run down a hallway. A metal door closes before them. They stop short. The building shakes. White smoke seeps out from under the metal door. The team slowly staggers back down the hall.
Russell, the clerk. Two circular floors on top of each other like a birthday cake.
The ventilation system!
They run towards the vent.
Moments and city.
Yusheng climbs into Luke and Shu's open bombs. He opens the vent and pulls himself up. In the medical center, the Legion types quickly on their computers.
There you are.
We're getting pushed.
Yusheng hauls Luke and Shu into the vent. Luke pulls Ray up.
About to have company.
Got a coin? How do we beat that maze?
Stick to the right.
Armed soldiers run down a hallway. Akala aims his gun at the soldiers. His bullets ricochet off of their metal masks. He slips into the medical center. The medical center door closes. Akala lowers his gun. In the vent, the team runs.
Don't know how long we can hold it.
Luke falls through an open vent. He slams onto the floor below. The vent closes.
Keep going!
I'm going back for Luke.
All right, I'm...
A masked soldier places a black disc onto the medical center door. The outer rims blinks red. The door explodes. A collar is blown over a table. Soldiers rush into the room. Soldiers shoot the Legion.
We are Legion. Legion.
We gotta be in sync. On one, three, two.
Gregor enters the medical center.
You know what to do.
Yes! Go.
He holds out a hand. A soldier hands him a knife. A collar lies on the floor. Gregor stabs a collar in the throat. Blood spills from the wound. Gregor retracts the knife. He exits in the surveillance room.
Secured. Kimbrel, report.
He's good.
Gun raised. Ray walks in front of Kimbrel.
Not sure about that.
I give up. You got me. But you're still in Hades. And with Galileo back to his full power, I just triggered his autopilot orders.
All of the systems that Hush was attacking are now closed.
You're never getting out of here.
You know, kid, I gotta give you credit. You did a great job here. You built a prison. Looks like it has... no weaknesses. But you know what?
Shu turns down a hallway. Gregor stands in front of him. Gregor pulls a knife from his pocket. He drags it along the wall. Shu smirks. Gregor bows. Shu raises his hands. Gregor swipes at Shu's neck. He ducks. He kicks Gregor in the leg. Gregor thrusts the knife towards Shu. Shu chops his arm. He backhand springs away from him. Gregor pulls out a second blade. He swipes at Shu's head. Shu ducks and punches him in the nose. Gregor aims the knife at Shu's torso. He slices along his skin. Shu backs away. Shu removes his shirt. He bunches it around his fists. Gregor parries toward Shu. Shu blocks Gregor's advances. He slams his fist into his nose. Shu grabs his arm and twists. He slams Gregor against the wall. He twists his other arm. Shu grabs one of the knives and flips him to the floor. Gregor stands slowly. He raises his arm. Shu stabs the blade into Gregor's stomach. Shu twists the knife into his gut. He falls in the surveillance room.
I had this acquaintance friend of mine. Big guy. And he did me a favor. They gave his account number. Special. Couldn't crack the code. But he did. And he traced the money. And he traced the account. Sparrow. And you're the one.
In the hallway, Yusheng types quickly into pin pads.
And then we made a plan.
Solar system failure. Solar system cannot.
I just told you Galileo was back to his full.
Yusheng raises the volume on a pin pad.
Need solar.
Steam billows through the vent. Yusheng crouches. Outside, Trent sits in a truck. Two sewer grates pop open. Shu runs to Yusheng. Shu pulls him up, guns pointed. A group of masked soldiers run toward them. Shu pushes Yusheng up a ladder.
I could have been looking for this place for a long time. I would have found it. But it's a lot tougher breaking in from the outside. But I knew that wasn't gonna happen because I know you. I know how you think. And I knew you would be coming for me. And you did. I'm glad that I like working, as you can see, from the inside out. Hades had one very, very, very weak spot.
Outside.
You.
Trent drives a truck down an alley. He slams through a garage door. In a hallway, Luke sprints. Four masked soldiers rush toward him. His eyes widen. He runs in the other direction. A holographic door blocks him. He turns to the guards. Carrying the rifle, Trent enters. Luke crouches against the wall. The soldiers fall to the bloody floor. Luke stands. Trent drops the gun and pulls another from his coat.
The Rosa.
Luke picks up a gun. He follows Trent.
PJs, where's your fucking teddy bear?
In the zoo, Ray and Kimbrel enter.
9051, report for battle in the zoo.
Let's see what you can do without your tech.
Kimbrel slams his foot into Ray's leg. He kicks him in the side. Ray punches him in the stomach. Ray swings. Kimbrel ducks. He grabs Ray's shoulder. Ray elbows him in the stomach. They trade a series of punches to the face. Kimbrel stumbles back. In the surveillance room, Trent fires at the computers and video screens. Ray puts Kimbrel in a chokehold. Kimbrel flips Ray over his shoulder. He stands quickly. Ray swings his fist. Kimbrel wraps a hand around his throat from behind. Ray elbows him in the face. Kimbrel loosens his grip. Ray wraps his arm around Kimbrel's throat. Kimbrel reaches for him. Ray pulls his arm taut. Ray walks forward. He snaps Kimbrel's neck. Kimbrel falls to the floor. In the surveillance room, wires spark as they burn. Screens crack. Trent stares at the damage. Gun raised, Luke enters.
What'd I miss?
A robot reboots. Luke shoots it in the head.
Guess that makes us even.
Thanks, Luke.
Yeah.
In a church, an air vent lies just before the altar. Two hands reach up and remove the lid. Shu pulls himself out. He looks around at the church. He reaches a hand into the vent. He hauls Yusheng into the church. Outside the church, Yusheng leans against Shu. They stare up at the sky and smile. They limp down the front stairs. In the surveillance room, Ray enters.
Hey!
Outside the church.
Nice of you to join us.
Had some free time.
Jules pulls up in a black van. She hops into the back. Shu assists Yusheng into the passenger seat. Shu climbs into the driver's seat.
Good to hear you. We thought we lost you.
Shu and Yusheng are safe and sound.
How about that?
Plan B actually worked.
Shu smiles.
Remember, Shu, with brains and patience, nothing's impossible.
Can somebody tell me where the hell we are?
You want to tell them, big guy?
Not really.
Atlanta.
Are you fucking kidding me? Hades is in Atlanta? How is that possible?
Ray snarls at the screen.
Report. You're not Kimball.
No, I'm not. But I gotta tell you something. I'm really getting sick of this shit. So whoever you are, wherever you are.
Moving through the blueprint of the prison, credits appear. Directed by Stephen C. Miller. Written by Miles Chapman. Produced by Randall Emmett, George Ferlin, Sing Su, GHU, Mark Canton, Zach Schiller, Robbie Branner. Executive producers Wayne Mark Godfrey, Robert Jones, Tony Parker, Barry Brooker, Stan Wertlieb, Henry Winterstern, Ariana Fraser, Delphine Perrier, Alex Boyce, Dead Fox, Mark Stewart, Vance Owen, Montgomery Blanco, Ron Lynch. Co-producers Tim Sullivan, Anthony Calley, David Hopwood. Co-executive producer Ryan Black. Line producer Scott Putman. Director of photography Brandon Cox. Production designer Nico Vile-Bongs. Edited by Vincent Tabalin, Karsten Kerpenek. Costume designer Bonnie Storch. Supervising sound editor David Barber. Sound designer Roland and Ty. Music supervisor Mike Burns. Starring Sylvester Stallone and Dave Bautista. Escape Plan 2, Hades, Wang Xiaoming, Jamie King, Jesse Metcalf, Wes Chatham, Lydia Hull, Pete Wentz, Shea Buckner, Tyler John Olson, Chen Tang, with Titus Welliver and Curtis Jackson. Summit Entertainment, Grindstone Entertainment Group and Emmett Furlow Oasis Films present. An Emmett Furlow Oasis Film production, in association with Plastic Fish Productions Limited, in association with the Fizz and RPI, LLC, in association with Liamis Pictures.